Live from the Metal Mayhem Studios in Rochester, New York.
We are gold. We are gold.
And heard around the world by metalheads just like you. This is Metal Mayhem ROC.
Heavy metal music.
Your weekly dose of metal music, interviews, album reviews, news, and more.
Want to be part of the show?
Send us a message through our website,
MetalMayhemROC.com.
Or hit us up on Facebook and Twitter.
Search Metal Mayhem ROC.
It's getting nice and heavy.
Now, welcome our hosts, John the Vernomatic Verno and Metal Forever Mark.
Good evening, everybody. I'm the Vernomatic. Welcome to this week's show. We're in May, and it's time to talk some metal. As always, Thursday night, new content drops. You can visit the MetalMayhemROC.com website to find the up-to-date information on the show. While you're there, visit the archive drop-down box. There you'll get some old shows. Do us a favor, leave a review, subscribe. That stuff helps the bottom line. Tonight we have a fun one. We have up in the studio my brother from another metal mother, Metal Forever Mark. Hey, Mark, how are you, man?
Hey, Vernomatic. Always nice to be back in the co-captain's chair here. So thanks for having me at the Metal Mayhem Rock Studios.
You're welcome. So like I said, it's we're in May right now. It's a Metal May 2021, celebrating 2 years of the Metal Mayhem ROC podcast. And what do we got tonight? We have something fun. Why don't you tell the viewers and listeners what we have?
Yeah, Vernomatic, it is a fun one tonight because, as you know, we like to build our list of metal correspondents to help us, in expertise of areas that maybe are a little beyond our reach. So tonight we have a special guest, Exciter, from Maryland. And Exciter and I go way back to a website called The Metal Flakes Days, and we'll talk about that a little later. But so Exciter, how you doing? And let's welcome to the show and meet Vernomatic.
Hey guys, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey Exciter, thanks for taking time out and joining us for this discussion. You have a long rep to live up to. Mark's been hyping you for the last couple of years in show production. I had a chance to meet you, and you sound cool. So how you doing tonight, man?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thanks. We just passed a thunderous thunderstorm here down here in Maryland, but now the skies are nice and clear and got a cool breeze across our bay here. So it's all good.
Nice. So Exciter. So we're going to just to set the foundation for this discussion tonight, which is we're going to focus a lot on European power speed metal or that whole heavy metal genre overseas there. But so you and I kind of go way back, and I'm not 100% sure like where we first met. I'm pretty sure it was a pre-show. I don't know, way back, it might even been a fight show. And I know that's like we kind of met pre-show and we just started talking. So do you recollect like where you and I first met?
Actually, I do.
And okay, that's good. Go ahead.
It was the Juggalator show at the 930 Club in D.C.
And is it you and I followed the band to the hotel or something? Or
no, actually, we saw the next show in the general area. I forgot the location of that, but we did hang out before the show because I remember I was camped out front of the 930 Club all by myself with my homemade priest banner with the new logo. That's right. And it was kind of cool, but I remember you coming down when the bus showed up, and we hung out afterwards. And that's where we exchanged numbers. I think we also have a mutual friend in the Maryland area as well who's a collector.
Yeah, Dave Hoag, and he's another guy we got to get on the show here. I've talked about him a couple of times. So it's you, it's Metal Walt, and our buddy Dave Hoag. But I do remember. Actually, I think I have a photo of us outside the venue with the homemade Judas Priest sign, and I think we met Ripper that night. But So shortly thereafter, I remember like you said, it's kind of the awkward. You know, we give each other phone numbers, but it's always fun to meet new metal fans because back then I used to go to shows by myself all the time. And then somewhere along the way, you started telling me about, like, we all have our mutual bands that we love, like Priest and Maiden and, Black Sabbath. And, not to steal the bands that influenced you. But then you started telling me, like, hey, man, I'm kind of into these European bands and these speed and power metal bands. And you started throwing out a few names to me that, to this day, I'm still fans of. And I was like, hey, if it wasn't for Exciter, like, I would never know these bands. So looking back, how did you first kind of start branching out and getting into the power and the speed metal? And I think I remember at one point I go to your house and you must have had boxes and boxes of all these bands. So how did that kind of start for you?
Well, how it started, as you know, growing up in the Maryland area, I'm sure everywhere else is the same. I was getting tired of going to the Waxy Maxies, you know, Best Buys, Sam Goody, even Tower Records. I was just so bored with the selection that they had. Nothing against, you know, AC/DC and the Almighty Priest and Maiden, but I was thirsty for some other, you know, type music. So, in short, I was looking through this Goldmine magazine and I found this this article about a guy in Rockville, Maryland, who sells hard to find, never heard of, up and coming metal bands. So give me a call if you want to buy some. So I called this guy and I drove out to his house and I spent all day like a kid under the Christmas tree opening up gifts. I never even heard of these. So he talked me into maybe opening up a small business out of my house, which I did. And if you remember, it was Diamonds and Rust Music. And I got licensed through the state of Maryland, charged tax and everything. And I started dealing directly with the record companies, you know, Century Media, Nuclear Blast, Combat Records. And this is what got me started because it opened up a whole new world of music for me. And I just never stopped since then. And when I started throwing music at you, I believe the first one was Hammerfall. And I remember you went out and bought Glory to the Brave, which is their debut album. And it just went on from there.
Oh, man. Great memories, Exciter. Because it's funny now that you're saying these things, like you mentioned the Metal Flakes website, which there used to be a chat board. And then now you mentioned the Diamonds and Rust business you had. And it's funny, what Vertimatic and I love with these interviews is like just the different ways people connect with metal and the underground record shops. Like Vertimatic used to say, you go to like New York City and the guy would give you the nod, hey, the bootlegs are over here.
Well, that's funny when you mention Goldmine, the Goldmine magazine.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was notorious for having rare live recordings in it. I remember picking that up years ago. So,
yeah. It was very cool, and it just opened my eyes to these underrated bands that get no recognition. And they were on labels, but they were on maybe like self-titled labels, not the major labels that you found out in the local stores, if you will.
So, Exciter, now you said, so I remember actually now it was the first two CDs that you got for me, and then I used to just call you every so often, or I think we were probably even emailing, like, hey, man. So it was Hammerfall, Glory to the Brave, and I was like, I love that one. And then you told me about Primal Fear, and you told me about the very first album they had. And I remember, wasn't the song, was Jawbreaker their second release, their second album?
That is correct.
Yeah. So anyway, I just remember listening to those two, and I was like, okay, this guy, he's into my taste of music, and this is the kind of metal I like. So rattle off for us a few of the bands, like, just back then that, like, you mentioned Hammerfall, I mentioned Primal Fear. What were some of the other ones that were kind of in your, like, go-to list, you know, back then when you started selling things and things that you would recommend?
Right. Well, if I can comment on Primal Fear real quick, if that's okay.
Of course.
I was at a record show, and I think it was in College Park, Maryland, and this is what opened up my eyes. I found all these record shows and CD shows, and this guy, he asked me what I was into, which I think is a good salesman rep. What kind of music you like? If you like them, maybe you want to try this. He handed me that Primal Fear CD, the self-titled, and he said, this is Ralph Sheepers, who actually was in the spot, the gig for replacing Rob Halford, but he didn't get it, obviously. And he created the band Primal Fear, and this is their self-titled. And let me tell you, once I heard that, that was like Priest on speed. And it was very traditional, pounding double drums, soaring vocals, crunching guitars, and that's what did it for me right there. From then on, I just went on a research, you know, just extravaganza, if you will.
Exciter, and, excuse me, I got a couple questions. What was the timeline on this? What year are you talking?
Well, we're talking late 90s. The Primal Fear self-title came out, I believe, in 1997.
Okay.
And they've been out.
Why did it Ralph, is it Ralph or Ralph?
Ralph, R-A. Left Sheepers, yeah.
Why didn't he get the Judas Priest gig?
I don't know. Maybe they were looking for a Halford clone, which I don't really think Sheepers is a Halford clone. I think he has a more raspy type voice. And he was with Gamma Ray. If you're familiar with Gamma Ray's earlier stuff, Ralph Sheeper was the lead singer. And he did a couple Priest cover songs. I'm sure he used that for his resume. But why he didn't get the gig, I am not sure. But, you know, they got the
actually
power.
Actually excited. It's funny because I did, like, and I love Ripper, and I think Ripper definitely stepped in and saved the band. And I thought he had some great albums with Priest. But I remember you and I were talking about this. I think that was the reason that was given, that Ralph, they thought maybe Ralph was too close to kind of like Rob, and that they wanted somebody maybe with a little different persona. I always personally, however, thought, and no disrespect to what Ripper did with Priest, because it was fantastic and saved the band at that moment, I thought Ralph maybe would have been a better choice. But you just mentioned, so now you start going in, so now you have Primal Fear, but then you have Matt Sinner. Matt Sinner has his band Sinner. You mentioned Gamma Ray.
Yeah.
Talk us through that, like, tree of that European kind of power speed metal. Because you said it was like Primal Fear, Priest on speed. Yeah. Tell me about that, like that family tree almost. Like, I think those are all like Nuclear Blast bands, are they not?
Yeah. They were more the heavy metal style, traditional metal style bands. Because as you know, Nuclear Blast has a lot of, you know, more heavier, you know, not death metal bands, but more aggressive new metal, if you will, especially nowadays. With the Primal Fear tree, you know, when I saw Matt Sinner, I remember looking through the magazines and seeing the band Primal Fear, and I saw the guitar player wearing a Sinner shirt. I'm like, what is Sinner? Does that have to do with Matt Sinner? So I looked it up, and hey, there we go. The band Sinner. It's been out since the mid-80s. And so I looked up their category, their catalog as well, and I started following them as well. So I think their most powerful album was Judgment Day in 1997, right around the same release time as Primal Fear's subtitle. Same sound, just a different singer with Matt Sinner.
Totally.
So, yeah, once you open up that binder there, you know, it just goes on and on and on. Different branches will lead out to different bands. And I don't know what's in the drinking water in Europe or Germany, but I wish we would have it here most of the time.
So I have another just follow-up to that. So in Vertimatic, and I talk about this too, like when you look at the heavy metal, I guess, like musical genre tree, and I don't know if there's another musical genre that has as many as like heavy metal, all these subcategories. But when you look at European metal, you have your power and speed metal. Of course, you have the new wave of British heavy metal, which are the, you know, all the classic Priest and Maiden and Sabbath. But then you get into stuff like Symphonica. Then you get into like the progressive, almost like I call it like happy metal. Like, so how did you ever go down those trees, like the Blind Guardian and Nightwish? And
well, I do like some of them. I'll give you a prime example. There's a band from Sweden called Tab Morose, and that's Morose. And they've been around for a good 25 plus years. And I think their first three quarters of their up till today, their first like seven releases were all really progressive releases. And you know me, Mark, I'm not a real keyboard fan unless it's done, you know, elegantly through a beginning of a song like Sabotage does. You know, John Oliva did very good keyboard intros and so forth. Me personally, I don't like when bands replace a guitar solo with a keyboard solo. So back on Tab Morose, they were known for that. And I think their last pretty progressive album with the singer, Urban Breed, which I think is a great singer, they replaced Urban Breed with a guy named Ronnie Hellman from Steel Attack, another Swedish metal band. And for me, they became less progressive and more heavier in their last three releases. And so I think they crossed that, you know, progressive stage into the more heavier side, you know, dropped down a step or two on their guitars. And, but Tab Morose is a great, if you're into the progressive metal, I'm not putting it down. It's just not my thing, but I really enjoy Tab Morose and making that transition into the more heavier side, darker, if you will. So
you mentioned Sabotage. What, the keyboards at the beginning of City Beneath the Surface?
Yeah, little things like that is fine. You know, like if you look at Dream Theater, I think that's what turned me off from progressive metal. To me, it sounded like Kansas playing heavy metal. Yeah, you know, it just didn't.
Yeah, I got you.
That's
funny.
I'm not putting down musicianship wise, I'm not putting them down at all. They're all professionals. It's just not my cup of tea, if you will.
So excited. So when you had Diamonds and Rust Records, and now that I do remember, because I remember going to your house a couple of times, and you would give me like these sheets of paper, and I would tell you the ones I wanted. And like you said, I love going to your house because I would walk away with like 20 new metal CDs, and I couldn't wait to listen to them. What started happening as time progressed when the Century Media Nuclear Blast of the World. I know actually some of them still have their wholesale catalogs around and you could still buy them. Like, do you still buy from them direct, or obviously with Spotify and Pandora, like, have you shifted, like, how do you discover your music now, or are you still kind of doing the old school buying CDs and trying to keep current that way?
You know, it's yes and yes. I try to stay up, you know, look at us. We all have families now and kids, you know, so different avenues, but I try to make time and try to stay on top of the research because I'm always looking for something new. And later on in the show, I'll let you know what I've been jamming to lately, which is brand new. It's great stuff. But back in those days when I was running Diamonds and Rust, you know, this was before iTunes, you know, before the internet craze and so forth. And I did it as a hobby. You know, yeah, I did it for a good 4 or 5 years. And I met my idols and backstage passes and so forth. It was great, great run. But when I started moving from house to house, you know, with my current wife, you know, I had to, you know, had to close it down.
So how did Diamonds and Rust lead you to then meeting some of the bands? Or was that just completely independent? Like, you would just, you met more of them just for going to shows early, or?
Well, working with the record companies directly, I was a distributor. And they used to send me all kinds of posters and T-shirts, backstage passes, or stage, or just guest passes. Most of them were guest passes, you know, to get to the shows, you know, because I'm a representative, like, of Nuclear Blast and Century Media. So they send me all kinds of promo codes, new bands to listen to, and I try to give it to my customers as well. And I'll listen to it, of course, you know, and if I like it, I'll turn it on to someone else. So,
So at your height, like, how many customers would you say you kind of had in your little pool of guys like me?
At every Friday, most of my customers got paid on Fridays. Every Friday, I would have at least 15 to 25 people coming over starting on Friday through the weekend.
So they would just book appointments and just come to your house and rifle through your stuff?
They used to call me and say, hey, we're coming by. Are you going to be
here? That's so awesome.
Yeah. And a lot of us would just hang around, man. There's some burgers on a grill and just jam the new music. I used to burn CDs, you know, with samples of different songs from different bands and give it to people. You know, I say, well, if you like this, you may like this. Try this. You know, so if you like Priest, you may like Primal Fear or Sinner, you know, or, you know, if you want something a little bit more heavier, try Gravedigger. That's another great German power.
So essentially, you're Google before Google.
Yeah, he was. He's the heavy metal Google dude. Yeah.
All right, Exciter, changing your name back to Metal Google.
No, but Vernomatic, it was. I remember now that it's all coming back. Like, it was like I was like a kid in a candy store. Like, I was like, oh, I'm gonna, like, my wife would give me shit. She'd be like, dude, why are you going up to Maryland? I'm like, oh, I gotta go see Exciter because, you know, I need new metal. You know, and like again, without all the internet, like the internet was starting to creep up and the chat boards, and you'd start to see this stuff, but like, there was no underground metal shops. Like, that's why I love Heavy Metal Bob and Heavy Metal Records up here in Rochester. I think I actually used to tell you about that. I was like, hey, dude, there's nothing like this in the whole D.C., Maryland area. So, and then you were literally like an encyclopedia. You'd be like, hey, Metal Mark, check this, Metal Forever Mark, check this one out, check that one. Like, you were just always giving me new stuff. I'll name some other band. Well, I don't want to ruin my Mount Rushmore ahead of time. So, Vernomac, do you have some... do you want to queue up some tracks soon, or you want to? We got a minute or two to keep a couple more questions going.
Go ahead. I'm in class. I'm in a European metal class.
All right. So this is heavy metal homework for Vernomatic. So Exciter. So Vernomatic, don't go into your complete Rushmore top four yet. But if you're trying to get somebody like a Vernomatic, say, hey man, broaden your horizons. You know, go outside the Priest, Maiden, Overkill zone for a minute. What should he get into to get started on the European power metal genre, in your view?
Well, let me ask, are you into the progressive side as well?
Progressive, define progressive.
So power metal, but with a lot of keyboards, symphonic type music in the background, but still heaviness. Great storm.
No, not really.
All right. Cause I was going to recommend a band called Lost Horizon and a dynamic band that only put out 2 releases in the early 2000s, and they just vanished. So is when I tolerate. So, but if you're into the traditional, you know, style metal, you ever hear of Wizard?
No, I haven't. I haven't heard of Wizard.
Wizard is Germany's answer to Manowar, if you will.
Okay, the Wizard.
Vertimatic likes it already.
Yeah, makes sense.
Wizard's been around for a long time, and I found them when I was in actually Germany, and I bought a separate suitcase to take home with me because I know I was going to find a gold mine of CDs there. And I found this band called Wizard, and I asked one of the clerks there, and he goes, "It's a power metal record," of course, in his German English accent there. And it was called Head of the Deceiver. And let me tell you, when I took that home, I thought the subwoofers on my speakers were blown because it was just straightforward power metal, double bass, thundering bass, if you will, great soaring vocals. And I was like, man, this is like Manowar, but, you know, with that, you know, going to battle and so forth, but the German style. And so I've been following them for the past 20 years. And they're still out today. So that's a great band to look into if you just want to tap your foot and get a speeding ticket on the beltway there.
All right. Well, you know what? I have my heavy metal homework, and we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, I put together, I did a little heavy metal homework myself, and I put together a couple tracks. And maybe you guys haven't heard of some of these Swedish bands. And I put together a couple cuts from some American bands that are part of the new wave of traditional heavy metal. So we'll be back with Exciter from Maryland and the Vernomatic and Metal Forever Mark on Metal Mayhem ROC.
Hey, friends of the Metal Mayhem ROC podcast. Vernomatic here, inviting you to get those horns up and to join us live Monday night, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time for Metal Mayhem ROC Live. We crack the vaults open and play the best of the metal from the last 50 years. Get in the chat room, meet other bangers from around the world, send me a request, and I'll get it on for you. That's Metal Mayhem ROC Live with me, the Vernomatic, Monday nights, 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern Time on ThatMetalStation.com.
Attention metalheads, we all want to return to concert venues soon. Introducing Metal Mayhem ROC Metal Forever Freedom X Sanitizer. This sanitizer product is water and foam based, manufactured with proprietary HYIQ solution. That's right, no alcohol, but more effective. Manufactured following FDA sanitizer monograph guidelines. It applies smooth without irritating the skin. Safe for all ages. Keep your friends and family safe with Metal Mayhem ROC's own sanitizer. Visit Metal Mayhem MROC.com or metalforever.com to order your bottles now. Use promo code METAL at the Freedom X checkout store for a show discount. Now back to Metal Mayhem ROC.
Okay, so like I promised before the break, I did my heavy metal homework, and guys, I went and I did a little research, and here's a couple tracks from two bands. The first band, Exciter, let me know if you know about them, a band called Bullet.
Nope. I'm afraid you got me on that one.
Okay. And me too. I'm a bullet virgin.
Okay. Well, this band's from Sweden, and, well, let's take a listen. Okay, there's music from Bullet from Sweden in the track Run with the Haunted. Exciter, your take?
Yeah, not too bad. I actually wrote it down here. Is you got the name of that, or is that just an EP?
No, it's on. I didn't get the album. I just got the song. The album will be in show notes, and I'll let you know off air what it is. But yeah, Swedish band. I think the album came out in 2012. So it's fairly new, and, you know, I got this off Spotify, so
Gotcha.
Mark, what do you think?
Yeah, Exciter. Wow, you stumped Exciter on a Swedish heavy metal band. No, I dig it. I dig it. I think that's in the vein of the kind of bands that Exciter would introduce me to. And I think just hearing that right out of the gate, unlike the Exciter, we had a segment called Metal or Not Metal we did with Metal Walt, our boy from New Jersey there, last show. And there's like three tracks that I just didn't think were metal. But this one right out of the gate, I'd be like, that's a metal track. So I would dig that band. I would check them out. Thoughts? Cool.
I will do that.
All right. Well, I got another track here, and it's a band from Sweden called Enforcer. Exciter, you're familiar with Enforcer.
Yeah, I am. I had their first two releases, I believe, back in my catalog somewhere.
Okay, Mark, this band, they have like four or five albums. Last one was Zenith from 2019, but this one is a track called Destroyer from their From Beyond release, Enforcer. Metal forever, Mark.
All right, Burnomatic, you're two for two tonight on the metal or not metal. That's metal. Now I'm digging it, man. You're kind of going down my lane, so I'm digging it. Exciter, that reminds me a little bit. Remember that band called 3 Inches of Blood?
3 Inches of Blood, yeah.
Are they European? Or
no,
they
I thought they're Canadian.
Oh, Canadian.
Are they Canadian, Exciter?
Yeah, I believe they're from the Canadian area, Canada area. Up there by Annihilator, maybe.
That's right, another one. So yeah, I kind of like that track. Both those bands, I think I'm gonna go check them out. You know,
well, Exciter, you asked me before the break, what am I into in the Swedish? Well, it's not so much Swedish, but that's the type of tunes that I'm into. Shit that shits and gets right out of the break. You know, right from the start, they're going like that. Enforcer. Hey man, that sort of resembles a little Metallica, Kill 'Em All, like Hit the Lights. You know, it's just wow, man. So, those are my two Swedish contribution to the discussion.
There you go. No, that's good stuff. And I'm going to have to go reach back in the rack again and pull out my Enforcer stuff and play first mark.
Yeah, classic.
Now we have another show segment called Mount Rushmore of Metal, and this is a little fun show segment where we get your top four of something.
Many have tried, most have failed, only a few survived. This is the Mount Rushmore of Metal.
All right, so Vernomatic, as the referee tonight or the show host, I'm going to go on a limb and say, Exciter, because you are a new metal correspondent and we'd love to have you on a future show, we're going to give you two Mount Rushmore opportunities tonight, but I'm going to go first. So I'm going to stick in the European power speed metal, my Mount Rushmore, and this is not my Mount Rushmore of all-time metal bands, which is the one I was going to ask you about in a minute, but let's just stick to the European stuff. And Exciter, I'm going to give you credit for all four of these bands, okay? So okay. My Mount Rushmore all-time of European power speed metal are Hammerfall, number one, in descending order. Number two, Primal Fear, although to me they're 1A and 1B. I'm going with the band Wolf, which I think you turned me on to them for sure. More Little Maiden-ish, and we've played them on this show before. And then I'm going Brainstorm, and I'm pretty sure you got me into Brainstorm as well. Now, I'm going to throw a little five in there, which is a total, it's cheating, but I'm going to throw Halloween, but they're just, in my view, they're kind of more that new wave of British heavy metal. So that is my Mount Rushmore of European power metal band. So, Exciter, I'm going to throw it to you. Why don't you give us your Mount Rushmore of just metal bands, and then this so we can get a sense to like what your roots are, and then you can go into your European ones. And maybe we'll let Vernomatic throw his four in just so you know what kind of metal he's into as well.
All right. So you want me to go?
Yep, you're up. So the first, just your Mount Rushmore of just all-time metal bands. So let's start there.
Okay, well, my number one, I think, from the European will be Gravedigger. And number two would be Mystic Prophecy.
Ah, heard of that. Yep.
I've never heard of that.
I've got one of their CDs. I'm sure you sold me one of them.
Excellent band. Still out today. They just released a new one, and it's highly recommended, so definitely get it. My third will be Dustbolt from Germany. It's Dustbolt. And this is their fourth release. It's called Rise of Cain, beginning to end. Just, you're going to put it on and you're going to get a speeding ticket.
Sounds like you've gotten speeding tickets listening to this.
I have actually heard them. I discovered them on good old Spotify, and I've been digging them. They're heavy, definitely.
Yeah, definitely a great band, underrated, and I love their sound. I think on their latest release, Trapping Chaos, I think they found a producer that really likes and respects them, and they treated them very well, and the sound is everything.
Let Vernomatic slip in here just real quick, just so you know where he comes from. Maybe you can help you recommend something. So just tell him you're just Rushmore of all time.
Don't you have one more you have to do?
Oh, I'm sorry. I only heard three. Oh, my bad.
Gravedigger. You said Gravedigger.
Dustbolt.
Mystic Prophecy.
Yep.
Dustbolt. And I'm going to have to go with Tad Morose. Ooh. From top four.
Wow.
And now these are European bands, right?
European bands in Sweden and Switzerland.
Well, let's get your top four all-time bands.
Of all time?
All time, not European. Time. It could be anyone from, you know, Priest to Cheap Trick, whatever. Your top four bands of all time.
Well, as Mark would know, Priest are my boys. I've been a Priest fan since I heard Solar Angels and Heading Out the Highway on MTV back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So Priest will definitely be number one. I would say Maiden will be number two. Believe it or not, Metal Church will be number three for me. And number four would be Black Sabbath.
Oh, that's right. Ozzy or Dio?
I respect Ozzy in the Ozzy era. I will take Ozzy era, but I don't take Ozzy Osbourne. You know what I mean? I'm not a fan of solo work. I love Dio more than life itself. I thought Dio was excellent, but Heaven and Hell, you can't really beat it. Mob Rules, love it. And even the last studio he did, which was Heaven and Hell, which is a true masterpiece. But I find myself going to the early Ozzy era of Sabbath as well, more than the Dio era. Nothing against the Dio era. Just want to put that out there.
Yeah. Well, the thing with the Ozzy era, it's funny because we have a live radio show on Monday nights, and through programming, I start, you know, going back through the catalogs, and I find myself going to stuff like Master of Reality and Volume 4. And mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because that material I'm not burned out on, or if it's just the maturity of those later releases. But the Ozzy stuff, personally, yeah, I agree with you. The Dio stuff is untouchable. But right. The Ozzy stuff, it's classic. All of it's great. All the Sabbath is great. So
absolutely. Even the Tony Martin era, you know, the Headless Cross and mm-hmm. Tear.
Yeah, very underrated.
Absolutely.
Now, my top four, it's real simple. For metal, Metallica, Maiden, and this goes against the rules. It's just... I really don't have my all-time is Van Halen and Rush, but that doesn't fall under the metal. But in terms of metal, I really only have two, Maiden and Metallica. So
I thought you always had Priest in there.
Not top four.
We might have to go all the way back and play the tapes. I think the very first show ever, you had Priest thrown in there.
Really?
I'm pretty sure.
I actually,
and then you try to sneak in Van Halen as the fourth.
Yeah, well, it's then again, then, there's the Mount Rushmore rules. There are no rules, you know. It's your interpretation. I'm, you know, Exciter and I just met each other, so I'm not going to really rain on the parade. But I like Maiden more than Priest. I think Priest, Maiden's a better band. I think they have a better catalog. And I just think I like them better. But that's my opinion.
Yeah, that's awesome. Everyone has their viewpoints, you know. And I think Maiden's awesome. I don't think I'm hoping their next release will be better than their last couple. You know, personally.
I agree with you on that. You know, when Bruce came back, I love Brave New World. You know, I almost love Dance of Death. And it kept, went down after that. I saw the Matter of Life and Death tour, and I appreciate the album. You know, you go back and visit. But then after that, Final Frontier was, like, bad. Book of Souls bored me. You know, they just have to they have to get rid of Kevin Shirley to begin with. And they have to put a big sign in the studio wherever they write and say, 5 minutes or less.
Bring in our boy Roy Z.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. So. Yeah. Exciter, so you had mentioned earlier in the show that you were going to tell us some songs and bands that you're jamming right now. So two-part question, how are you finding your metal now, and what are you jamming now? I know you mentioned a couple bands, but tell us what you're into at the moment.
Well, the last since February, this new band came out, which I found by accident, you know, on YouTube of all places. Because, you know, you listen to something and you look on the side and they got all these other type releases that may be related to that. So the album cover caught my attention, and we talked about earlier, Sabotage. So this album cover looked like Call of the Mountain King. And I was like, all right, that looks interesting. And so I clicked on this band called Warrior Path. And the singer's from Sweden and the rest of the band is from Greece. And if you like your traditional new wave of British heavy metal, man, this I'm just stoked by this band. It is unbelievable how good they are. And listening to my little speakers at work really doesn't do it justice. When I was driving, even today when I was driving home, because I was preparing for, you know, today's episode, I was cranking it and just feeling it. And it's such a great band. The soaring vocals from this guy, he is just unbelievable. It'll make Halford proud, if you will. Yeah, he is an incredible singer. He has different octave ranges that just make your skin crawl. And very traditional, dual guitars, crunchy guitars, the double bass, and just very clean, but also very sharp and heavy. So highly recommend it. It's called The Mad King.
Nice. Hey, have you checked out the new Primal Fear? They dropped that little like single with Tarja from, I guess she's former Nightwish, and then they have like a little five track EP. I think it's kick ass. Did you check that one out yet?
Only thing I've been listening to lately from Primal Fear was the Metal Commando, and I think that came out last year.
Yeah,
which I think is a kick ass release. I saw that single. It didn't really do anything for me. I don't understand why they're going that way. Hopefully it'll stay heavier. But answer your question, I have not listened to the rest of the EP, if they're new songs. I don't know if they're
The other four are heavy metal, for sure. I know the one was basically a ballad, and they kind of put the female singer in it. And then, so don't rest assured, the other four are heavy metal. So, all right, cool. Any other heavy metal homework you want to give the Vernomatic and I to check out? Like, who else should we check out?
Well, I'm so amazed, Mark, that you mentioned Brainstorm, because I had it written down on my list. Brainstorm is another underrated band, if you will.
But I love that band.
Yeah, are awesome. Check out Dust Bowl, Trapped in Chaos. I can't really recommend that one high enough. So my today's picks for you guys, if you never listened to them, is Warrior Path and Dust Bowl.
All right, I will put it on my assignment pad.
As well.
So I did. So I did a little homework, and in the last couple of weeks, we've been having a chance to interview some of the older metal bands, but newer too, bands like Cirith Ungol and Hellstar and Flotsam and Jetsam. And James Rivera of Hellstar was talking about the new wave of traditional heavy metal movement that's going on. And I come from the old school with the new wave of heavy metal, and I like American metal and that style. So I dug up some of these. I listened to some of these bands, and I want to play them to you guys and just get your temperature on this. So here's the first track. Okay, Exciter, your temperature on that track.
Yeah, that was jamming. The guitars are crunching on it.
Yeah, Arizona metal, Spirit Adrift. Yeah. Fourth album, Enlightened in Eternity. And the more I get into these guys and go into the back catalog, quick history on these guys. Nate Garrett, he's a multi-instrumentalist. He did everything on the first two albums. And then he brought in the drummer, Marcus Bryant, and Marcus has been with him for the last for all four. And then it wasn't for the last album where they formed the band. So been digging them. I like that style of like shitting and getting. Mark, your temperature.
Yeah, I heard the interview you had with them. And, yeah, you know, I need to check them out more. That's in my lane, 100%. So, Vernomatic's like 3 for 3 tonight. Nice. On Metal Forever Marked Style Metal.
Okay, here's another track. This is from California, Night Demon. Forever Mark.
All right, Vernomatic's on a roll tonight with the metal. What's cool about a couple things that to bring to mind, there's a band called Fifth Angel from back in the day. Exciter, you're probably familiar with them. I feel like that's a little vibe there. I like this idea that there are these younger bands. I guess they're all younger, right? 3-4 albums in, and now they're American metal bands, maybe influencing what's going on over in Europe. And that's just a breath fresh air to me in general, because the thing that I always worry about is as our idols are aging out. And even though many would argue the priests of the world are still at the top of their game, at some point, you know, like we need these young, hungry bands to come in that are true metal, not these dirt, no disrespect, but not the dirty honeys of the world, but metal. So I'm into it. Exciter?
Exciter?
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, we need fresh blood out there that still keep the same passion as traditional metal, you know, so... Like I said earlier, I'm into nice soaring vocals. I like highs and lows, like Halford from doing Fight, you know, from the down growls all the way up to the high scream and soaring pitches. So I'm all for it. Any band who can put out music like that today and are young, yeah, God bless them. Let's keep it going.
Now I have one more track, and after I play this, I'm going to give you the surprise. Here's a band called Motor Lord.
Side of the tracks. He had a thing for whiskey, picket fights and pumping stacks. Well, there's a story one day, they had to sell his soul.
Well, there's a little taste of Motor Lord. Exciter, your take?
I kind of hear more of the vocals there. It sounds like he was talking. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounded like Blaze Bailey.
Yeah.
Is that who it is?
No. Mark, your take?
I'm with Exciter. I'm digging the vibe. I'd like to hear a little more of the vocals. Sounds like Blaze Bailey.
Yeah. The band is from Central New York.
All right.
Yeah, he reached out to me on the Metal Mayhem ROC Facebook group page. Pimped his band, sent me a link. You know, one of my buddies, Mark James, a fellow DJ, sent me the whole album, and you know, I was playing them last night on the show. I got a good response from the crowd, and wanted to put it in there. You know, it can't hurt to get a little exposure. So again, that's the new wave of traditional heavy metal, Exciter. That's what I'm into. And
hey, Exciter, another quick follow up on all this. When you look at that European power metal, and I know you mentioned your Mount Rushmore stuff, but you mentioned to me you like the singer, the melodic singer, but the one that can hit high, go low, have the death growls thrown in there. Who are some of your favorite European vocalists in that vein?
Well, one name comes to mind. His name is Ronnie Hemlin, H-E-M-L-I-N, and he is the current singer for Tad Morose. And if you listen to the release called Saint Demonus, you'll hear everything that I explained. And his voice works well with their music. You know, like I said, they drop down it to like a drop down D, half step on their guitars and just pound it out. It's very dark, but it's traditional metal. And his voice is just all over the place and it's done with control. So highly recommended on that band as well.
That's why I love this guy, man. He's an encyclopedia of metal.
Yeah, anyone can carry a tune from the low bars to the high soaring all in the same breath has my vote.
Yeah, I can get into some of the like Arch Enemies and the Children of Bottom, R.I.P. Alexi, but it's like, yep. I think that vocalist adds almost like that fifth instrument into metal. That's just like Michael Kiske from Halloween. It's just like, it's almost like you got the two guitars, you got bass, you got drums, and then now you throw that fifth instrument in. And without it, you kind of, I think it just adds a whole new dynamic to metal, in my view.
Absolutely.
I agree. I'm not a big fan of the Cookie Monster.
That's what Don Dokken called, remember?
Yeah. And, you know, sometimes, Exciter, this is my take on stuff. Some of this stuff that I've played tonight, that's the kind of stuff that I'm into. And I'm looking forward to, you know, doing my heavy metal homework and following up on some of your suggestions.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah.
Well, hey, listen, man, we want to thank you for taking the time and killing an hour. I have one last question. What's the name of those dogs barking in the background?
Well, that's my dog trying to get out. I'm out in my garage, you know, enjoying the cool air. My dog, Whiskey.
Whiskey.
He's an Australian Shepherd, and he's only 10 months old, so he barks wherever I go. So he's trying to get out.
Don't feel bad. We had the bass player from Tesla on, and he had to interrupt the show for his dog.
Yeah, his dog is going nuts. But I'm gonna let Mark say goodbye. Hopefully, maybe we'll all get together this summer. Maybe we'll get down to Maryland for a show or get you up to the Rock.
Yeah, let's flip some burgers and crank some metal, and hopefully we all get to see a show or M3 Festival will come back or something. But and we'll definitely have you on again if you're down with being one of our anytime we've got. Power, speed, European, what's going on in metal? If we can go to you, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that'd be awesome, man. Count me in. I'd love to do this.
Great reconnecting. Thanks, brother. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
All right, take care, man.
All right, later.
Bye. Wow. Dude sounds cool. You know, good dude. Yeah.
I told you, that's, these bringing in these metal correspondents. I know we got some other guys in mind, too, which is super cool. And maybe we got to bring in some heavy metal female correspondents soon, too.
Well, if they bring your game. So, all right. Well, Metal Forever, Mark, as always, it's been fun. And,
always.
We'll catch you next time. Any parting shots?
No, just keep it heavy. And Vernimac, I'm digging your show on Monday nights. So keep that thing rolling. And love being in the co-captain chair here when I can.
Okay. Well, like Mark says, keep it heavy. For Metal Forever, Mark, I'm the Vernimatic. This is Metal Mayhem ROC.
Metal for life.
Thanks for listening to Metal Mayhem ROC. Check out our websites at metalmayhemroc.com and metalforever.com for information on upcoming concerts, podcasts, archives, and all sorts of info. Please like, follow, and share with everyone,
even your non-metal friends.
Catch us next time on WLFE-DB Radio.